Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right, I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
Very perfect. Well, now, in today's world, there are many different topics that a Muslim lady could deal with, and one of those topics could be the disabled child. So we know that having a disabled child is in itself a challenge because you, first of all, have to control yourself. You, first of all, have to back yourself up to be your own shoulder, and then mentally you have to come to cope up with this condition, as well as all the challenges that you might face. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about what are the key challenges that a mother of a disabled child would face.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mother of a disabled child, or rather both parents, but mainly mother, faces a lot of challenges. First of all, I guess, is shock. Because the initial shock of diagnosis and the feeling of being unprepared comes actually as a shock.
Surely, yeah.
This in itself brings mental health strain for the mother, higher rates of depression, higher rates of anxiety, particularly mothers, I would say.
Yeah, because they're more emotionally attached to that child.
So there are systematic challenges, there are difficulties in navigating those complex systems. It could include healthcare systems, like many who have faced these challenges or many who are facing dealing with the patients in their homes know that what I mean by including the healthcare and insurance and the education, even education of these children. So another big challenge is societal attitudes, like, you know, dealing with insensitive comments of pity, lack of understanding from the public, like, you know, feeling like you are managing other people's more emotions rather than receiving genuine support. And apart from these, other financial challenges as well, like medical expenses, physical and emotional demands, constant caregiving, challenges with the daily tasks. And above all is grief, the grief within a mother. So grieving the expectations of your life and you thought you were going to have. But alhamdulillah, like in Islam, we have, when we say it's a complete religion, so we do have solutions for all.
So now, speaking of solution, that seems at the very first glance seems to be very difficult and complicated, but when you say solution, we are very much
ready for a deep breath.
We are ready to go for a break and then come back to see what are those solutions, because everybody, specifically those mothers who are suffering actually from this condition, they would love to know what are the way out. In today's episode, we're talking about the challenges that a mother of a disabled child is suffering, be it personal issues, mental issues, and be it societal issues. For sure, the feedback of people that you're going to meet in society is going to add to the burden of your suffering. So you're listening to Muslim Lady. Sister Zainab and I are talking about the topic that I already talked about. You actually talked about solutions.
Yeah.
What could be the solution for a mother who's already suffering from this? You know, at the first point, she would try to deny it. Like, my child is like everybody else. Nothing is wrong with him or her. And then
but
this
to be
is
more
the first
practical, we talked about some of the challenges he really faces. Actually, when talking of a disabled child, so, you know, we already know that this word in itself brings a lot of challenges. There are so many challenges around. But
and by the way, there are two types of disability. Sometimes it comes as an inborn quality, let's say.
Right.
But sometimes it happens after the child has been living a perfect, healthy life. So these two are pretty much different. And I guess dealing with the first one, both of them are difficult, by the way. But then for the mother who already knows that her child is going to be born with disability, maybe that preparation is there. But for the other mother that doesn't know, and then suddenly as an accident, something happens to the child, and then she becomes the mother of that disabled child, things are pretty much maybe more challenging.
Yeah, that's why we have to understand that Allah in His infinite wisdom created everyone differently. Like, to some He gave more emotional intelligence, while to others He bestowed physical strength.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that some are created with more visible differences. They are faced with greater challenges than usual, and many have certain mental, physical, emotional, or learning disabilities. So these special children, to varying degrees, cannot function as normal children do. They might have problems with communication, with self-care, with socializing, mobility. You know, so in that case, they definitely need extra care and support from the mother, especially, and of course, the community.
Mm-hmm.
As with everything, like, Islam has given us guidance about how to treat them. Allah has not shunned such people or deemed them as less in any way. Like, we have one of the verses in the Holy Quran. There is no restriction on the blind or the disabled or the sick, nor on yourselves if you eat from your homes or the homes of your fathers. This basically, the people in the pre-Arab Islamic society felt disgusted to eat with the blind or crippled and the sick. So the disabled also started avoiding them and eating with them, so that they didn't want to feel more embarrassed, you know. So Allah then revealed this particular verse, instructing people that it was okay, they are part of society, and making the disabled feel included. But yes, for a mother who is not ready, she has to accept some of the things. For example, first of all, accept them as a special gift from Allah. The first step is to have this correct mindset, because these children are not a burden on the society or a punishment to you. Because some people think like, okay, my child would have not been like that. It's just a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to me for my sins. Yeah, there is this mindset. So the first step is to have a correct mindset. These children are basically a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pave a way to Jannah directly. You know, treating them with patience, treating them with kindness means we are having a way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has paved a way for us to earn more and more rewards.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Okay, the mothers usually have many responsibilities. Now, imagine that a mother in herself, as being just a mother, has got a lot to do with the family, how to manage everything. Now, what if she has got a disabled child as well? So her responsibilities are going to be doubled. And this makes everything pretty much more difficult. The first solution you gave these mothers was to change their mindset. And for sure, it's not only their responsibility to change their mindset. The society, I guess, media, everybody in society has to help them and lend them a helping hand by changing the whole mindset of society regarding the disabled people.
Like, you know, in China, when there was a girl child was born, we talked about this earlier, but I would prefer to say a girl child was born, people would come and say that the ancestors who are dead, they are angry with you. That's why you're not blessed, you're cursed with a girl child. These kind of mental setups do exist. Like now, even a parent thinks like, maybe I'm a sinful person, maybe I'm, and this is a punishment. So that's why the first point I wanted to discuss is that change your mindset, take it as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as Muslim ladies do believe in this particular verse. Allah does not burden any soul with more than it can bear.
Exactly.
So, yeah, all these mothers, like the moment you were talking about, they have got to do a lot of things and now they have this. Allah has already given that capacity earlier and then He gives this test.
Yeah, the capacity is there already.
It is already there. If it was not there, this test was not for you. So another thing is, it's a reminder about a test in life rather than like see it as a test rather than seeing it as a punishment.
Exactly.
You know, we tend to forget our place in this world and we become so, so engrossed in this dunya that we fail to remember Allah and the hereafter. Like these differently abled children remind us that the perfection we seek in this life is not destined for this world. You know, it is actually found in the hereafter. We also find this in Holy Quran. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Indeed, we have created humankind in constant struggle.
Exactly.
But this engrossment in dunya does not let us...
We have always been repeating this. Like, we have to remind ourselves that this world is not a place for peace of mind. And this is not a place that everything is going to be pinkish and lovely. No.
Yes.
This is a place of testing, specifically for those people who claim themselves to be Muslim people.
Yeah, so we are merely here for a test, and these children are a part of that test to see how we fulfill our duties towards them, and whether or not we are grateful to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has given to us. And moreover, being tested does not mean that we are lacking in faith. In fact, like, it's a sign of Allah's love. For example, Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, he said, the greater the tribulation, the greater the reward. So when Allah loves people, He tests them. So whosoever is content, for him is the pleasure, and whoever is discontent, for him is displeasure. So also, you know, Imam Sadiq al-Islam told one of his companions, Abdullah, that, oh Abdullah, on the day of resurrection, when people who had suffered affliction are given their reward, those who were healthy will wish their skins been cut into pieces with scissors when they were in the world.
Wow.
Seeing the reward, you know? So, and again, in another hadith, like Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, 40 nights do not pass for a believing servant unless an event occurs to him that saddens him through it, and he becomes mindful. So, you know, we have to see it as a test. So the first approach was to...
Change our perspective.
Yeah, change your perspective, have a positive mindset towards it.
And it's not a punishment,
and you already
it's a
have,
testing.
Yeah, you already have the, you know, the capacity to bear this, you know...
Suffering
maybe calamity.
A problem that you have never expected for your future to happen.
And the other thing was take it as a test.
Exactly. So we don't mean to say that it's an easy thing. No, it is very difficult. It is very, emotion-consuming sort of a event that would happen to anyone, specifically mothers and Muslim ladies. But as you already clarified some points, we should change our perspective. And I guess this is the most important part of it. For every calamity that happens to us, I guess, based on the narrations and the verses of the Holy Book of Quran, the first and the most important thing we have to do is to change our perspective and to look at it as a way of getting closer to God.
Right. We kind of talked about the spiritual aspect of it, like how we can deal with it spiritually. But I would also recommend a book. It's by Kelly Coleman. He has authored a book, Everything No One Tells You About Parenting a Disabled Child. She offers very valuable insights and practical advice for parents navigating the complexities of raising a disabled child, because she herself has been a mother to a disabled child, and she's collected some interviews from 40 experts, and she's written this very well book.
So that must be wonderful.
Yeah.
So that would be a very great book to read. So this was all for today. I hope you have just enjoyed it. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.